And President Bush's re-election campaign launched its new website this week. Here is an opinion column about it from Slate's Chatterbox columnist Timothy Noah. He had managed to get an unauthorized look at the site earlier, before it was public, and he's interested in a few changes from that version, the beta version, and the one that's up today.
I was curious to have a look at the president's new website because 2 months ago, its prototype had been posted accidentally without the usual password protection. I wondered how the final version, let's call it the release version, compared to the prototype, which we'll call the beta version. Here's what I found. In the beta version, a photograph of First Lady Laura Bush with Hispanic school children was accompanied by a hypertext link that read, "See more Hispanic photos." In the release version, that crude come-on has been eliminated, and the caption has been changed from "First Lady reading to Hispanic children" to "First Lady Bush watches a child read." That's a less blatant pitch for ethnic votes. It also smacks less of Lady Bountiful paternalism. However, the most significant change between the beta version and the release version is in the lineup of key campaign issue tabs that stretch across the top of your computer screen. Six of these issue tabs remain the same. But one that was featured in the beta version, Social Security, has been replaced in the release version by a new issue tab, Compassion. Why the change? Presumably, the Social Security rubric was dropped because it was too narrow. Or maybe the Bush campaign doesn't want to remind voters that his 2000 campaign promise to privatize Social Security was too expensive to implement. But Bush's compassion agenda hasn't fared much better. The new compassion page mentions the Leave No Child Behind education bill, which did become law, although the site neglects to mention it was never sufficiently funded. It also goes on about the establishment of a White House Office of Faith-Based and Community Initiatives. But that office hasn't accomplished much, and its first chief, John Duleo, complained to Esquire magazine shortly after leaving his post that White House policymaking was hobbled by what he called, quote, Mayberry Machiavellis. The only meaningful action Bush has taken in this realm was to sign an executive order allowing faith-based federal contractors to engage in religious discrimination, which in turn can lead to discrimination against gays and other groups. This was something forbidden by earlier presidents going back to Franklin D. Roosevelt. It wasn't especially compassionate. Maybe that's why it isn't mentioned on the Bush website's compassion page.
Opinion from Timothy Noah, who writes the Chatterbox column for Slate. And you can link to the president's reelection website through day-to-day at npr.org. You can also see the earlier beta version there, too.